from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Mike, I got to see you at the, I saw you on the screen at least, at the Big Ten Media Day. You sounded great out there, had a lot of really good talking points. And I really liked what you had to say about, you know, telling your guys it's okay to dream big. And you talked about even for yourself that becoming, that used to be kind of a little bit of a challenge, or I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but that's something that you have accepted to do here in University of Maryland. Why was that a big thing and a big topic for you this year?
You know what, as I said when I opened it up, just being, you know, comfortable and confident, and I use those two words, and, you know, typically when you hear those words, you think of somebody that, you know, has maybe arrived or where they want to be, and that's not the case. What it has meant for me, and, you know, from a mental, physical, spiritual place, I know who I am, and I know where I want to go, and you know, to be able to live in your truth of wanting to win the national championship at the University of Maryland. If you say that out loud, you know, a lot of people look at you and laugh. And, you know, in the past, maybe those things kind of stopped me from doing it. But as I've said before, the give a crap gauge meter is on E. We've got some really talented players in our program. We've got great fans. We've got great supporters. And we deserve to dream about winning Big Ten championships, which will allow you to compete for national championships. And, you know, it's not as far-fetched an idea as some people think when you look at how we've finished in the league the last few years and the way the season has played out. It's just a matter of us finding a way to close out some games and learning how not to lose as opposed to worrying about winning. You know, take away the ability of how not to lose, and that's what we focus on.
Hey, Locke, sorry I didn't make the barbecue. I was in Napa, you know. So,
wow, what a life you're living, Vinny, in Napa. Oh, my gosh. The Opus grapes are just great in Napa.
Oh, right? Boy, are they ever. Now, Locke, I'll tell you what. I did see on TV the Big Ten thing, and, man, you look great. Your dancing was good, you know. You look in great shape. Hopefully your team is as in good shape as you are. You look awesome.
Yeah, you know what, Vinny, one of the things we talked about as a team is, you know, to get over that proverbial hump is going to take a tremendous sacrifice. And, you know, I'm back in the quarterback room. You know, at one point, man, I was really, really heavy to the point where I just, you know, I had to get two knees replaced. And one of the sacrifices I made, and each player in the program and each staff member had to write down a sacrifice. And one of my sacrifices was to kind of give up, kind of just focusing on the football and that piece, but to focus on my health, because I'm no good to this team if I'm not in a good place. And I feel really good about where I'm at, man. I've been talking about the therapy. I've been talking about the exercise, the dieting, the, you know, the positive thought process. I mean, you know, negativity is always 7 times more powerful than positive. And so I'm going to get off that negative train, and I'm gonna dream big and make the sacrifice to take care of my health, which helps this team.
We're talking to head football coach at University of Maryland, Coach Mike Locksley here. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Coach, two-part question here, and I'm going to ask you the first part first. You talked about the quarterback room, and obviously with Talia moving on from the University of Maryland, it brings questions at that position. What is your confidence level with the quarterbacks you have in that room right now?
I have tremendous confidence in the room. I mean, one of the things I hang my hat on is our evaluation process, and it's a process that has seen seven guys be drafted the last couple of years from the University of Maryland, and that room is a room that we've recruited to fit the system. Everybody in the room now are guys that were recruited to this particular system, and you know, when you come in, typically you inherit players and you have to adjust. So I like the direction the competition has gone. It's really made us better. You know, guys are competing, guys are really putting their best foot forward, and you know, I've been really excited, especially having that, you know, bird's eye view of that room now being back in it.
And coach, second part to that question, couldn't help but see the news a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago at this point, time is flying, but you guys were able to get a commit from Malik Washington, the quarterback over at Archbishop Spalding. You've done a great job recruiting here locally. How great of it was it that day when you got the news that he was coming to Maryland?
Well, as you know, I can't comment on guys that haven't signed national letters, so I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Yeah, don't.
If I was hypothetically talking about guys that are in this area that have decided or trying to decide or even still have the ability to decide, that's what it takes to win a championship. You know, if we can find a way to close the borders around the DMV or Terpsville, as we call it now, which encompasses our state, which includes Baltimore, which includes the Northern Virginia region. If we can just find a way to close the border there and keep the nucleus of these players, we won't get them all. But if we can keep the nucleus of them, which I think we're starting to see the fruits of the work we've put in the last 5 years, as I said before, man, it's not a far-fetched idea to see the old Terps competing to win Big Ten championships.
All right, Locks, what you and I always talk about, you know, if you're getting, you know, four-star recruits and stuff, NIL money, is it rolling in?
Oh, man, I wouldn't say it's rolling in. Man. I am still Vanita Locksley's son, man. I'm going to find a way to make ends meet. And, you know, maybe when some people are spending 20, maybe I'll spend, you know, half of that and figure it out. But no, I wouldn't say it's rolling in. But what I will tell you is that whether it's my boss, Damon Evans, President Pine, our supporters, we've definitely have had people that have bought into the plan that we have in place for how we navigate this new landscape. And, you know, it takes all of us. I mean, as I said before, it used to be just on coaches to go win games and win championships. But now, you know, as we move kind of from that collegiate model to more of a pro model where, you know, we're not recruiting, we're selecting. If I have the help and the support and we're generating the NIL money to go get really good players that are within this region, I feel really confident that we can do some special things.
Now, Locks, when you look at the schedule, it's pretty interesting. I mean, you know, the Michigans and Ohio States are gone, but, you know, the Oregons and USCs and stuff, it's interesting. But I like the start of your season. That's what I like, where you've got a chance, although, you know, one game at a time, I totally understand that. But, you know, as a media guy, you kind of look at the whole schedule. I like how it starts out for you to get a good start.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a media guy, Vinny. when I look at the schedule right now, I just see UConn. And
right.
We've got a couple more scrimmages. We had our first big scrimmage this Saturday here, closed scrimmage that we'll have, other than the supporters that will show up here. But we got a lot of work to do prior to that. We've got some big decisions to make prior to the UConn game. I don't want to get out in front of my skis. And, you know, what we've got to do is keep the main thing, which is right now trying to figure out the quarterback position, try to make sure we put in the necessary work to give us the foundation for a long season, and then continue to identify and develop the playmakers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In our program.
Well, Coach, you do look at the schedule and you've got a couple of home games to start the year. I'm sure you feel great about that. And we talked a little bit earlier as I introduced you about getting guys to come out there to Terpsville and check you guys out at home this fall. Why is local support so important for you guys?
I mean, local support, any support is necessary because it's the fabric for recruiting. The lifeline of our program is our ability to recruit. And when recruits come into an empty stadium or stadium that isn't being, the support isn't there, it shows these guys that we're trying to bring here, it shows them where people or what people think of our program. And I know we've gotten, you know, we've had some really good crowds show up, and I'm not here to bash our fans because they have been here along the way with us to build it to where we are today. But as I challenged our team, everybody's got to do a little bit more, including myself. What's the sacrifice our supporters and fans are willing to make? Are you willing to make the sacrifice of battling through traffic if we play a Friday night home game? Are you willing to show up here whether we win or lose or tie to support us because it's what we're supposed to? When you're passionate about something, you're not just passionate about it when it's successful. You're passionate about it 24/7, and we've got passionate fans, and I expect us to continue to grow that fan base like we've grown our football program.
Hey, Locks, real quick, DJ Moore signed that big contract. Boy, I tell you, you know, having him donate a little money to that NIL kitty might be all right.
Hey, man. Hey, DJ, give me a call, man. DJ, step on. All you guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Coach, we saw Governor Wes Moore and Wale out there at a couple of you guys' practice as well. Were they able to keep up with some of the players? Did they need to get in shape? How did they look on the field?
Yeah, you know, having Governor Moore here, and, you know, since I've been here in 5 years, it's really the first time that we've had an opportunity to host the governor. And you know, anytime, and again, I'm not about the politics and which side of the aisle you're on. I'm about whoever's running this state, understanding we're the flagship university, and there's not a bigger marketing arm for this state than the flagship football program. And to be able to have our governor show up and our players be able to see him on the front line of, you know, support of our program means a lot. To have Wale in town and Phil Ade show up, my nephew Chaz French, we've had quite a few really talented local people that have shown up now because the word is starting to get out, man. We're doing it with some homegrown talent, but we've also expanded our brand to where we nationally feel we can go recruit against the best because this region is one of the more fruitful regions in the country. And it's just a matter of us putting a product on the field that people want to come support.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.